Housing affordability is a growing concern in every corner of the Triangle. A recent study found that 56,000 Wake County families don't have safe living accommodations that cost less than one-third of their income. Local leaders have tried to address the problem with millions of dollars for more units, but Jason DeBruin reports that the lack of affordable options isn't a standalone problem. It's intimately linked with income and wealth inequality.
These days, Warren and Jennifer Small host family get-togethers at their house in South Raleigh. They look forward to trick-or-treaters and neighborhood barbecues.
This is our little bird area. We have a pond in the back. Warren just went fishing today.
They've enjoyed learning different bird calls with their son, Braden.
Cardinals, squirrels, blue jays.
The squirrels aren't a bird. The rocks over there are for the squirrels.
Oh.
Get out of here,
squirrel.
The Smalls live in a house built by Habitat for Humanity. It's the first house they've owned, and they've taken to it like a duck takes to water.
And we're just major homebodies. We throw cookouts and go fishing. And
so what's it supposed to do?
Well, in my opinion.
But not long ago, owning a house seemed out of reach for the Smalls. Warren worked as a cook, but they were living paycheck to paycheck. They had bad credit, which made it difficult to rent an apartment, let alone dream of buying a house, says Jennifer.
We had a hard time getting an apartment in our name. My sister had leased it in her name. So our problem was we had paid our bills on time, but not in our own name. We got no credit for that.
Never mind that the place they could afford had serious problems.
It was two bedrooms. It was mold and just visible damage all over the house. The dishwashers reeked. Every morning when I went outside, there were drug bags on the ground out in front of our door.
The lifeline for the Smalls came through Habitat. They put in the sweat equity and now look forward to sending Braden out to play with gangs of kids his own age. In the Triangle, it's common to see new houses pop out of the ground seemingly overnight. Paul Kane is the CEO of the Raleigh and Wake Home Builders Association.
The housing market's very strong, and it's actually a situation where the demand is so high the builders are having trouble keeping up.
Kane says there are a lot of factors why home prices have soared. Material costs are up, land prices are higher, and then you have the regulations to deal with.
You have a community that has a tree ordinance to preserve trees. Well, everybody loves trees, and that's a wonderful thing, but there's a cost that comes with that.
There's another factor at play. Kane says it's hard for builders to find workers. There's been a noticeable drop in the immigrant workforce that is correlated with President Donald Trump taking office.
The industry does rely on an immigrant workforce. In fact, our whole nation was built on immigrant workforce. It's just a different immigrant group at different periods in history. So there's nothing shocking about that. But the climate for immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, is not a very friendly one right now. And so they might not be as inclined to go out seeking meaningful work in a hostile environment.
It's easy to think of housing affordability in terms of supply, but that misses the mark, says Henry McCoy Jr., a former North Carolina Department of Commerce Assistant Secretary.
The lack of affordability is more of a symptom of wealth inequality than it is that we don't have enough housing.
The overall economy is hot, but those at the low ends of the wage spectrum are not seeing the same gains as those at the top. Then, as communities are gentrified, it drives low-income families away, which only exacerbates inequality, says McCoy.
That's one of the, the tragedies that's creating this vicious cycle is that this resegregation is happening not only in racial lines, but economic lines, which correlate with one another.
A house is the primary way that millions of Americans create wealth. It gives families an asset to borrow against to pay medical bills or send their kids to college. Communities of homeowners can band together for meaningful change in their cities and make their lives better.
All these pieces really are part of a tapestry that, when worked together, can really create significant wealth and opportunity. But when that tapestry is frayed, it can really create challenges for upward mobility.
To their credit, local leaders have not turned a blind eye to the lack of affordable housing. Raleigh Mayor Nancy McFarland hopes a wider and more reliable bus network will help.
That is also a key part of affordability. What it costs you to live in the city is not just the price of your dwelling. You know, if you can get to everything you need to get to and you don't have to have a car, that's a huge financial relief.
The Wake County taxpayer has committed an extra $100 million to affordable housing over the next 5 years. That money will build new units for those in need, says Wake County Board of Commissioners Chairwoman Jessica Holmes.
So when it comes to affordable housing, we're seeing a supply and demand issue that's driving up rental rates and also hurting opportunities for people to realize the American dream of owning their first home because cost is now being a barrier to home ownership.
But while Raleigh and Wake County leaders aren't turning a blind eye to the lack of affordable housing, their efforts aren't a panacea. Also, their efforts have focused on reducing the price of housing, not on reducing income and wealth inequality. Furthermore, McCoy fears some voices will be drowned out.
Diversity and inclusion and equity are not the same thing. You can have a diverse group around a room, but that doesn't mean that the folks in that room are being included. And even if the folks are being included, that doesn't mean that the outcomes end up being equitable.
The number of Wake County families priced out of affordable housing is going to triple in just 2 decades, according to a recent study. As this happens, it will continue to be a factor driving a wedge between the wealthy and the poor. And the Triangle will see an already yawning wealth gap continue to broaden. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.